88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. It's Friday, I'm in Love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Oh, look at that. They just said our names. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
It's a special edition of Friday on a Friday. Oscar edition. The Oscars are Sunday, or as they call them, the Academy Awards.
The Academy. Thank you.
So many great nominees. We have a few that are joining the program today, Jason.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Diane Warren. Do you know her at all?
No. Who's that?
She may have written for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of artists.
Yeah.
Top hit songs.
Yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit more. Also, we've got Adrian Quesada from Black Pumas.
Right.
He wrote a song with Abraham Alexander for the film Sing Sing. They're going to pop by as well.
Ain't that something?
They're in town. They live in Texas.
Ooh!
So we've got some fun guests ahead. Let's start. We always start with Radiohead. Well, do you know who was Oscar nominated for writing for movies?
I always go back to the Shrine Show. Johnny!
Yeah, there was a woman at a Radiohead show and just kept screaming, Johnny!
Johnny! Oh,
and she ruined the whole show.
Totally.
If you're listening, we still remember.
Yes, we do.
But Johnny Greenwood, let's go into this song. It is called
25 Years
on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
It's Friday on a Friday.
Party!
Oscar edition.
Oscar edition.
Where's my cocktails?
Oh, coming right up.
Johnny Greenwood and 25 Years. He did the score. That's from the score of The Power of the Dog, which he was nominated for Best Oscar. Did not win, but it was always nice to be nominated. Isn't that right, Jason?
That is correct. When you're nominated,
you win.
You are already the
winner. That's right. Welcome to our Oscar edition of Friday on a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Our next guest has written, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of songs, well, most of them big hits.
Yep.
She's taken it to the bank. I just compiled three songs you might know that this person has written. Let's give them a listen.
If I could turn back time, if I could find
No big deal. We are, of course, talking about songwriter Diane Warren.
Ooh.
She is our very special guest today. She is nominated for her 16th Oscar.
Crazy.
For Best Original Song. Please, welcome to the program. We are so excited to have you. Diane Warren.
Great to be here. Thanks for wasting some time with me.
Yeah.
Wasting your time with me.
Yeah, right. So to date, Diane Warren has written songs for more than 450 recording artists. Also, she has...
Just this year. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just this year.
I'm just kidding.
No big deal. Only 450. Keep going.
There is a documentary that we just watched, Diane Warren Relentless, which is in select theaters. It's also streaming on MasterClass. And we get it. You are constantly writing songs. We do have a special note. Don't effing ask her about her process. So we're going to try and steer clear about that.
I mean, my process is I show up. That's what I always say, because that's really what my process is. I go to work.
Yeah. And you're really a workhorse and have always put in the work. I mean, that's a big thing.
Absolutely.
You say like that you have to have talent, but you also have the work ethic that you have. Yeah. Where do you think you got that work ethic from?
I mean, I'm born with it probably, you know. Sometimes I think it's like almost like an immigrant gene. You know, and the immigrants, you know, my mom's side of the family were Jewish, you know, escaped the pogroms in Russia, you know.
Sure.
Back in the day, way last century. I just think that people, you know, that mentality, you come here and you make something of yourself. It's America, right? So it's maybe in my blood. So I've always wanted to, you know, make something of myself and put in the work to do it.
And here you are now. You made it onto our program Friday on a Friday.
Yeah.
This is some big doings for
you. That's a big thing. Thanks. Almost as good as the Oscar.
Right?
Yeah, it's close.
Okay, you are up for original song for The Journey, by her for the movie The 6888, directed by Tyler Perry. Okay, this is your 16th.
Song by her.
Yes, your 16th Oscar nomination. You have not won so far. You're the most nominated artist that has not won. How is the vibe from year to year? Like, how are you feeling right now?
You know, sometimes I'm more hopeful than others. This year, I'm definitely more hopeful this year. So I think this is really probably, I think it's the best song I ever wrote for a movie and one of the best songs I ever wrote. And it's really resonating with a lot of people. I mean, I just, you know, the SAG Awards used it in their In Memoriam, you know, it was just so powerful. So you see that song can be used in so many ways. And I don't know, I just feel like this one's really special and you never know what's going to happen. I'm just happy to be, you know, I'm happy to be in the game. You know, it's not easy to get nominated. You know,
it's not
easy to be this only five songs, right? So if you're in a really, you know, I wasn't a popular kid, you know, I was like bullied and stuff. And as you see in the documentary and, you know, here I am, I get to be among, you know, the coolest party in the world. I get to go to the Oscars, you know, too bad the songs aren't being performed. You know, that's kind of a drag, but I'm happy to be, you know, I'm so proud of the song. Look, it's, you know, not easy to be nominated one time. And, you know, I've been nominated, you know, 16. And, you know, I always say the nomination is the win because it really is. You know, it is. You're chosen by your peers and they're the best of the best of film music on the planet.
Sure.
So if you're, you know, it's not the Grammys with all the song categories. There's only one song category with only five songs. And to answer your question, this one feels different. This song feels different. Whatever happens is going to happen.
Yeah.
But the response that I'm getting, this song is just, people just really love it. And there's so much support. And I kind of think like, I feel like I'm I don't know much about sports. I don't really follow sports, but I'm like the team, you know, that has lost for, you know, basically I've lost for five decades. Let's be real. Right. From the 80s, with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now was my first nomination. So it's like, there's something that, you know, people are really rooting for me. I just, you know.
You do seem like a front runner. I've read some people who do predictions.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, some people are predicting it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You never know, yeah.
You never know. I mean, you know, it would be great. I think I'll faint if it happens, but it'll be great.
It'll be the best faint ever. I mean, after watching the documentary, we were both very, very touched, and we just felt the realness and how in tuned things are. So I don't know if call it whatever you want. The positivity is there. The vibes are there. So.
I feel that. And I love that the song is The Journey.
I know,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought about that too. Like of all songs to finally, you know, go the distance, it would be The Journey because it has been a journey. And, you know, it would be great. But I'm feeling a lot of positivity. I'm feeling people rooting for me, like everywhere. Like people, I walk in, you know, places and, you know, people saying, we're rooting for you. Do it, Diane. Do it this time. You know, so hopefully.
That's so great.
Do you have, we were talking earlier, do you have any special rituals that you do when you're leading up to the Oscars?
If I do, I should do something different.
Whatever you've been doing for the last however many decades, change it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's tune into this song. It is called The Journey, performed by her. It is from the movie The 6888. We are chatting with Diane Warren. It is Friday and a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
All the times you thought you'd never make it through. Felt just like the world just turned its back on you. Didn't stop you. All the times you could have given in and given up. Times you didn't know if you were strong enough. Still you got through. Somehow it's all part of the plan. The journey. Go through hell, but still you're gonna make it through. It's the fire that they can't put out inside. It's a hell of a ride. All the times they thought that they could hold you back, but you've always known there was no chance of that. You're made too strong. And when you're gone with your heart, you can go farther than you'd ever thought possible. Prove them all wrong. It's a part of a bigger plan. The journey.
Okay, that is The Journey from Her. It is nominated. We're here with Diane Warren. The song, Diane's got her 16th Oscar nomination. You also have a brand new documentary, Diane Warren Relentless, which is...
With a great song in it, too.
Yes, which we're going to play the song.
Let's go number 17.
So watching a documentary, I mean, it's very vulnerable, and you expose a lot about yourself, which seems like
I didn't
something...
expose myself. Nobody would want to see that.
There was that one scene. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
But it was very revealing. I mean, any documentary you watch, a good one, really shows a vulnerable side to you. That Do you think you are in a certain place that you were ready to kind of open up and show yourself more?
Well, you know, I don't know. My friend Risa Shapiro, she's a really good friend of mine, and it was kind of her idea to do this documentary. And I thought, you know, that could be cool. You know, I wasn't the easiest subject because, you know, like they'd be setting up filming, but I'd go, I'll be right back. And I'd go in the other room and work on a song for 3 hours. And I think one of the crew members walked off or something, but I wasn't always easy, but I told Bess, the director, I go, just make it funny, just show my funny side. And, you know, and there's some sad moments and, you know, my cat, the mouse that I loved so much. I mean, it's still, you know, that was like almost worse than my parents or just as bad. Cause I really loved that cat.
Sure.
And, you know, she wanted to use the footage. I kept saying, no. And then, you know, she talked me into it. And I can't even watch it. I can't even watch that. But, yeah, there's a lot of vulnerable stuff. And then I got to write a song, you know, for that I'm really proud of. And it's starting to resonate. Kesha sings it. It's called Dear Me. And, you know, and I didn't write it just about me. Like I wrote, you know, it was kind of strange. I'd never written a song for a movie about me. But I wanted the song to be universal, you know. And it's basically we all wish we could talk to our younger selves. Right. And what we'd say from the writer of Turn Back Time. Right. But if you could just go back and speak to your younger self, what would you say? And it's just it's a powerful message. I think everybody can relate to that, whether you're 18 years old talking to your 12-year-old self or, you know, 80 years old talking to your 50-year-old self, whatever, you know. And that was fun to write. And there's a moment in the movie where I'm singing it, looking in the window of the house I grew up in.
You're standing by the tree.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so great. Well, let's get into that song right now. It's Kesha, and it is Dear Me, written by Diane Warren, who is with us now. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
If I could write a note to my younger self, here's what I'd say. Everything you're feeling now won't always keep you down. There'll be better days. Dear me, don't worry about it. You're gonna be alright. You'll see. Dear me, it's gonna be alright, alright. Trust me, all of the pain is all gonna fade. You might think you can't do it, but you're gonna get through this.
Okay, that is Kesha singing Dear Me, which is a song written by Diane Warren, who is with us right now, that also appears in this great documentary, which is Diane Warren Relentless, which has all of, not all of them, of course, but a lot of huge artists. Like, you've worked with everybody under the sun. I wondered, is there anybody who's no longer with us that you're like, oh, I wish I could have written a song with that person?
Or for that person.
Yeah.
It's a little late now. They're probably not going to show up. I don't know. I mean, yeah, there probably are, but you know.
Well, I mean, you have so many. I was just going to go over like Cher is in the documentary.
I had two Beatles doing my song when I did that song, wrote that song. Here's the Nights for Ringo. I have Paul McCartney and Ringo.
You've lived the dream. You continue to live the dream.
Yeah.
I follow you on Instagram, and I love you posted an article that said that Oscar winners live longer. So you're
yikes. I said, yikes. help me out, everybody. How do I live? And then that's the song I put on when I added that song to it. My Liam Lime song.
Oh, yeah, right.
So watching the documentary, you said that you every day you're just writing songs. So working on a song this morning as well?
Yes, I was. And in fact, you're interrupting me. Bye. No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I was right before I got on here. It's actually a really good song, too.
Nice. I love that. So we'll see you in 3 hours then, right? When you're done.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll be right back.
Exactly. No, I won't do that to you.
Okay. Well, Diane Warren, we really, really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, yeah.
We are crossing our fingers. You're up for your 16th nomination for the Oscars. We'll be watching. And also, everyone, you should watch the documentary Diane Warren Relentless. It's in select theaters, but also streaming on MasterClass. And I mean, watching the documentary, we're like, we're not worthy. Thank you for taking time being with us.
It's great talking to you guys. All right. See ya.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's play the song she was just talking about. Song I didn't even realize that she wrote, Diane Warren wrote everyone's songs. The song Ringo Starr put out in 2020. Backing vocals on this track include Paul McCartney, Joe Walsh, Sheryl Crow, and Lenny Kravitz.
So just no big deal, people, right?
Yeah. All right, it is our Oscar special. We were just chatting with Diane Warren. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Here's to falling on your face, getting back up and winning the race. Here's to taking it to extremes, never losing faith in our crazy dreams. Here's to having no fear. Here's to right now, right here. For the stars, hanging out in castles, or hanging in the yard. Here's to leaving no foolish deed undone, moving to the beat of our own crazy drum. Here's to living out loud. Here's to right here.
Song Here's to the Nights. Do you know who wrote that?
Yeah. Hold on. I saw this last night on Final Jeopardy. It was the initials DW.
Diane Warren. She's written thousands of songs. And if you watch her documentary, every song she writes is the best song she's ever written. But that's pretty cool. She is Diane Warren. Not for that song. She's up for the song The Journey from the 6888. So she is up for Best Original Song, her 16th Oscar nomination. She has not won yet. She does have an honorary Oscar.
Right.
But we, in the next set of music, we are going to be chatting with two fellas that are up for Best Song as well.
Oh, yes.
Adrian Quesada from Black Pumas and Abraham Alexander.
Yep.
They wrote a song, Like a Bird, for the movie Sing Sing, which is such a great film.
So good.
We're going to get into all of that. But first, we're going to kick off the next set with the song that won Best Song Oscar last year. And we're going to get back to it
faster.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases coming out this week. Allo Black is putting out Stand Together, his first album of original music in 5 years, inspired by the philanthropic organization of the same name. Panda Bear of Animal Collective is releasing a new solo album called Sinister Grift. Billboard Heart from Deep Sea Diver, their fourth studio album, is going to be released. Banks is putting out Off With Her Head, and Mia Folick is dropping Erotica Veronica, the follow-up to last year's album Roach. For more music news and information you can use, listen to More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday from 6 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Support for The SoCal Sound comes from Seek La Via. Now in its 15th year, Seek La Via opens streets across Los Angeles for walking, hiking, and skating, creating car-free spaces for the community to connect and explore. Inspired by Bogota's weekly Ciclovia, Ciclovia temporarily closes streets to car traffic and opens them to Angelenos to use as a public park. 2025 schedules and more information can be found at ciclovia.org.
Giant band, tiny venue. Mumford & Sons playing a once-in-a-lifetime sold-out show at the Hollywood Palladium on March 20th. The only way to get in? Through the SoCal Sound app. Download the free SoCal Sound app, tap the contest banner, and enter for your chance to win 4 tickets to see Mumford & Sons at the Hollywood Palladium. Mumford & Sons, you and 3 friends, the Hollywood Palladium, March 20th. The SoCal Sound app is available at the App Store and Google Play.
It was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line.
Support for 88.5 The SoCal Sound is provided by Hoag's Jeffrey M. Carlton Heart and Vascular Institute. Unparalleled expertise, world-class care. More information is available at hoag.org. That's H-O-A-G.org.
Hey there, I am incredibly thankful that Southern California has a public radio station like this one, and maybe you are as well. My name's Mookie, and I'm on the air from 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays with the features Cover Me as well as 120 Seconds. Join me on the radio or on the SoCal Sound app. Listener-supported public radio, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
I used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, but I'm not sure. What I was made for. What was I made for? Taking a drive, I was an ideal. Looked so alive. Turns out I'm not real, just something you paid for.
That was last year's winner for Best Original Song Oscar, and that is Billie Eilish and Phineas. And What Was I Made For? Okay, we are here with Abraham Alexander and Adrian Quesada from Black Pumas. They wrote a song that is nominated, Like a Bird, from the film Sing Sing, nominated for Best Original Song. Lead actor Coleman Domingo is up for Best Actor. The film is up for Best Adapted Screenplay. Welcome aboard, guys.
Woo!
This is quite a week. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you guys are busy to hop on here with us.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you for having us. We love sharing the story, so it's really, really cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And congratulations, you guys won Best Song Written and or Recorded for a Film Guild of Music Supervisors. You're on a roll.
Good start. Good start to the week. Yeah. Do you want to see what the trophy looks like?
Yes,
oh,
please.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get it out this box.
Oh, I see. Oh, are you going to wait? Hold on. Are you going to do an unboxing so we can put this on YouTube?
There we go. Oh, that's very cool.
It's beautiful. This is my first. So, I've been taking naps with it.
That is beautiful. Gosh, the glistening.
Yeah, exactly.
It literally looks like heaven is just shining out of there, like,
It does. National light just coming out.
I am sure for you guys, this is your first Oscar nomination. Did you ever think that you'd be in this spot up for an Oscar? I know you probably, Adrian, you've been nominated for Grammys. I know you guys probably think of Grammys, but have you ever thought of Oscars?
I have always wanted to work in film. I just did not imagine myself getting nominated for an Oscar. You know, it's not something I knew was possible. But once we started working on this film, it became something that was kind of swirling around us for all of a sudden. It became a reality, and still just soaking it all in. It's still just a surreal experience.
It really is such a beautiful film. We watched it, and it's great when you don't really read too much about it, and we're watching it, and we're like, oh, this is cool. And then all of a sudden, we're just like, gut. You know, like, I'm upset this isn't nominated. I would vote for this to be Best Picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's really such a great film.
Yeah.
So touching.
Thank you. Thank you for watching it. Thank you.
I do want to give everybody a little synopsis of the film. So Sing Sing tells the story of Divine G, played by Coleman Domingo, a man imprisoned at Sing Sing for a crime he didn't commit, who finds purpose as part of a theater group. Can you guys set us up? Did you get a piece of the film and they're like, hey, write something for this? Was it the final scene? Because that's where your song appears. Or do you watch the whole movie? Like, I wonder how that goes.
Yeah, we got the final sequence for the film and then a mood board. And we were told sort of what the movie is about. And they were looking for just a song. You've seen it's the only song within the film. So you've got the score, incredible score by Bryce Dessner
from the National. That's
great. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, they were looking for just a song that would be played. And we never watched the film. It was just that part, and Adrian sort of what's the word, kind of tapped it out in regards to get the rhythm for it, and then sent me a kick drum and a clap for a snare, and just went to work.
And how about the song comes out when Coleman's character is finally getting released from prison? Like, how, and of course the song is Like a Bird. What kind of imagery did you guys put out there? Who wrote the lyrics for it? Was it Abraham?
Yeah, I did. And well, both did. But we went back and forth and trying to figure out, like, to me, it has to be about the film, right? And essentially, we're seeing someone be free. So the way I love to work is I love personifying emotion, and I love personifying moments and giving them characteristics. Yeah. And to me, like, the best thing that I could sort of make of that was a bird. And, you know, the notion that we were created to dream and purpose and to love and to feel. And we've deemed a group of people who are incarcerated as second-class citizens and not worthy of those things, right? And it would be the same of caging a bird. If you cage a bird, you deny it that which it was created to do. And so I feel like that those parallels work so well together. And if I could just sort of touch on both and flow between the parallels, it would make what we're seeing justice. So that was how we wanted to approach the song. And then freaking watching the film, we realized that there are a bunch of birds in the damn film. And we had no idea. Literally, we had no idea like that. And which was so powerful that was already in play.
Abe and I have been talking about how much serendipity and just there was something kind of just divine about how much of this came together. You know, like Abe was saying that, I mean, it just was one of those things that was just meant to be, and there was a higher higher force, higher energy, higher power that brought so much of this together. But yeah, like Abe said, we just saw it the other day again, and we've forgotten that there was birds and bird imagery and like stuff in there that people were asking us about. We were like, we had no idea that was in there.
Yeah, we did a Q&A out in Dallas, and they asked us that question, like, did you see the film and like pick the birds that were in the film and wrote about the song, or did you write the song and then they kind of put the birds in there? I was like, I didn't see no birds, man. I just wrote it.
That's incredible, yeah. Though, right? Yeah. I mean, seriously. Yeah. I don't know how many more signs there could be for, like, things to come together like that. That's, like, perfect.
They're real. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, truly, truly so special.
Okay, let's play the song. It's Abraham Alexander, Adrian Quesada, from the film Sing Sing, nominated for a Best Original Song. It is Like a Bird on the SoCal Sound. That is the song Like a Bird. That is from the film Sing Sing from Abraham Alexander and also Adrian Quesada from Black Pumas. They are nominated for a Best Song for the Oscars, which is this weekend. And they're here chatting with us.
And what a beautiful song it is for such a beautiful scene of the movie.
It's,
wow.
It's kind of wild, too, to think about how many songs are in movies, and there's only five nominated. Now, no pressure, but we've already talked to Diane Warren as well, who is nominated for her 16th. Can you imagine doing this for your 16th time? Do you ever go down a rabbit hole of, like, Googling, what are the chances my song wins? Because there's so many predictions out there.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I just want to know if you guys are crazy. Absolutely, like me.
Yeah.
People send us stuff. People have been sending me stuff. There was one that just came out, a Hollywood Reporter guy, I think, that his predictions had our song. And one thing came up, a couple of like Oscars articles have come up in my Google News feed where like I have clicked on them and they've been like anonymous ballads or predictions and stuff like that. But it's a slippery, dark rabbit hole to go down if you really do, you know, at some point. It's not the healthiest thing to like just constantly be, you know, trying to read about the odds. You know, I've heard everything. I've heard we have great odds. I've heard we have no, you know, I've heard it all. We're just happy to be here, and we'll see what happens Sunday. We didn't think we were going to win last Sunday. We had no speech ready, and we all of a sudden we're up on stage talking, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. We've got to meet Diane Warren a couple times now, and lovely, inspiring woman.
Totally.
Shared a lot of wisdom with us.
How to keep your emotions even keeled? How are you guys doing?
Just staying present, you know. I think that, one, I'm so thankful that these past 2 years, you know, released my debut album in 2023. And I was on the road for 8-9 months touring, and, you know, same as 2024. And I look back and it's slight regret of not staying in the moment, and was just like, what's next? What's next? Okay, I've got this. I got that interview and this, and not being present and enjoying it. And I think the way I'm grounded is like every single day is what it is. I'm not thinking about the next hour at all, right? It's just truly being present. And that's kind of how I've calmed my nerves. And having Adrian, you know, beside me, who's been nominated for 30 different awards, is pretty special as well. And I feel like he's so class and how he goes about things. And yeah, it's awesome having someone like that in your corner. So
Adrian's like your calm app.
Yeah, precisely.
It's not bedtime yet. Why are you playing Adrian? Trust me, I need it.
Yeah. Did you have him record some meditation?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's probably like, put down that drink.
Put down the drink and close your eyes.
Enjoy yourself. Don't enjoy yourself too much. It's really neat that, you know, you're an Oscar nominee and you'll always be an Oscar nominee no matter what happens. You got to get involved in this whole fun ride. So I really appreciate you guys coming here and chatting about it. Excited for you. We'll be watching on Sunday. Starts early here in LA at 4:00. Thank you so much, Adrian and Abraham, for popping by.
Thank you so very much.
Awesome.
Thank you all.
Okay, we're running out of time, but let's play some of the clips from the other three songs that are nominated.
Sweet.
Two are from Emilia Perez, and they are written by the same couple. I believe they're a couple, and I'm totally going to pronounce this wrong, Camille Clement Ducal. And there's two songs. One of them is El Mal.
And that is performed by the one and only Zoe Saldana.
Who is totally going to win a Best Supporting Actress
100
Oscar, just so you know.
Yes.
Okay, we've got another track from Emilia Perez. This one is performed by
Selena Gomez, and it's called Mi Camino.
Okay, we got one more song to go. This is the OG Elton John, who has already won 2 Oscars. Brandi Carlile also on this song. This is her first Oscar nomination. And the song, Jason?
Never Too Late, from Elton's documentary.
Was never too late to go shoot out the moon. you can keep your balloons.
All right, we're about to wrap things up. This is a special Oscars on a Friday edition of the Friday on a Friday, I almost said podcast, radio show, which is also going to be airing as Artist in Residence, as an Oscar nominee in residence.
Oh, that's fun.
We're getting more airplay, Jason. Is this amazing?
Yes, we're kind of becoming a bigger deal.
Should we talk about who we think is going to win? I don't know if we touch the Song of the Year because we had some guests on.
Yeah.
I will say that if either of the guests that we had on win, I will be happy about it.
Very.
Let's just move on from there. Okay. Let's hit some of the categories. Actor in a leading role. I think we've talked about this on air. I really want Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, I would like to see Timothy too. Adrian, you're amazing. Obviously, you did an incredible job. You always do.
Right. So let's hope for Timothy.
Yep.
Actor in a supporting role. I think it's going 100% to Kieran Culkin.
Yeah.
I think we move on from there. Actress in a leading role.
Oh, gosh.
I would be happy if it's either Demi Moore or is it Mikey Madison from Anora?
Yeah, and I agree with that. Look, Demi's put in her time for decades. And
if
Mikey,
she wins, it's going to be a career salute.
Oh, gosh, a huge salute.
Because she's done so much great work and hasn't been awarded for it.
Right.
Actress in a supporting role. I believe it's 100%. I think this is... There's no question.
Yeah.
It's going to Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, right? She's won every single other award.
I think so, yes.
All right, dare we talk about the best pictures? I don't believe in this whole list. I do think, as we talked about earlier, I think Sing Sing should have been on this. If Sing Sing were on this, I would have nominated it.
Yep.
Of all these, maybe The Brutalist, but it's also brutally like 3 or 4 hours long.
I was into all of them and for different reasons.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know.
Substance, it's, Wicked, Nickel Boys, I'm Still Here, Emilia Perez, Dune Part 2, which we didn't see.
Right.
Conclave, which might be coming true in real life. A Complete Unknown was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Anora was super, like, well done and interesting. I think I'd be okay if Anora or The Brutalist wins.
Yeah, I would too.
Are we agreeing to agree on
this? I think so. I mean, I enjoyed A Complete Unknown because it was completely unknown to me and I got a lot of
We learned so
insight.
Much about Bob Dylan.
No, absolutely.
Oh, thank you for reminding me because we have the Dylan Hours here with Lisa Finney and she's doing a special Oscars edition with Bob Dylan.
Right.
So she plays Bob Dylan music every single week. So she's got a whole program she does every single year. So tune in to the Dylan Hours Sunday with Lisa Finney.
Yes.
She is on from 9 to 11. Okay, before we take off, do we play a Timothy Chalamet song or should I play one of my favorite Oscar-winning songs? We've already played Timothy in the past.
Okay, fine.
And he is not nominated.
Yeah. We'll
By the way, this song won Best Original Song in 2003.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the lyrics and think about Oscar winners. Yeah. Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it? Or just let it slip, yo.
Oh, yo.
It's Eminem, man. Eminem won the Oscar in 2003, and I think we end our fantastic Oscar show on this. Thank you, Jason Friday.
You're welcome. Thank
Where you. Will we be Sunday at 4 o'clock? Glued Woo! To those Oscars. Looking for our Oscar invites, everybody.
Please.
Maybe next year.
Please.
Until next time, my pretties. Make sure that if you get that one shot, you take it.
Boom.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Would you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke, he's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father, he goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These bulls don't want him no more, he's co-product. They move next move who flows, he knows dove and sold nada. So the soul proper is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Da 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 da. You better lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. Change what you call rage. Tear this and roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying.